Hey, what are you doing Tuesday, October 28th at 4 p.m. Pacific time? Because Jeff and I are doing a patrons-only Google Hangout, so you can come ask us questions live. We'll be braiding each other's hair, playing light as a feather, stiff as a board. I may not know the difference between a Google Hangout and a 12-year-old girl's slumber party, but if you support us for $5 a month or above, you can come join us. Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to become a patron and hang out with us on Tuesday, October 28th.
Did it feel weird taking it off?
What?
Your beard.
My beard. Oh, yeah.
You look so boyish and youthful.
Well, you know, I thought I'd get rid of the summer beard and into the sleek, hairless winter look.
Ah, smart.
I would never survive in the wild. Yeah, no, you know what it is? Honestly, the main motivator for it is I've lost a lot of weight. And I
mostly in hair on your face,
mostly in hair on my face, but just overall as well. And I just wanted to see what my face looked like.
Looks like that.
Because I lost like 15 pounds. Or actually, since I've gotten the beard, I've lost maybe like 25 pounds. So yeah. I was like, let's see what it looks like. Plus, it's so fucking hot in LA that I was just like, I don't need this.
Are you keeping it off?
I don't know.
Weight, not the beard.
The weight.
just kidding.
The weight I'm going to try to keep off. Though I'm thinking I may gain like 70 pounds of just straight up muscle mass.
There you go.
Like I'm thinking that's the way
get
to go.
Get back to your old weightlifting days.
I kind of timed it so if I decided after a week I didn't want the beard anymore, I could do the charity No Shave November and grow it back and earn a little money for charity.
Smart.
Like if I decided I didn't like it.
There
so
you go.
We'll see.
Timing.
Timing is everything.
Speaking of timing, this is We Have Concerns. Hello, concerned citizens, and hello, Anthony Carboni.
Well, hello, Jeff Cannata.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
Guess what?
What? I don't like it when you sound that excited.
Oh, we got a story sent in by many, many people this week.
Oh, great. It must be a super valid and really interesting and important story. It must mean a lot of things for society.
Yes, it does.
It's probably change mankind.
It does. Faithful listeners of We Have Concerns will remember an episode entitled Welcome to the Hoverboard Future, where you mocked me for getting excited about hoverboards. Well, looks like the Mach-E becomes the Mach-er, because guess what Engadget just rode? A working hoverboard, sir!
Okay.
Welcome to the hoverboard future!
No, no, dun, dun, no, dun, 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 dun. I refuse to allow
dun, 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 dun,
absolutely dun, not, because I'm immediately going to say, I don't think that means what you think it means.
The title of the Engadget article, Engadget! Pretty trustworthy news source for gadget news.
Yeah, it's right in the name.
Yeah. We rode a $10,000 hoverboard and you can too.
This is the Hendo, right? Or whatever.
The Hendo.
The Hendo. This is a Kickstarter.
Yes.
For these guys, that it's based on maglev train technology.
This is correct. It'll hover about an inch above the ground. Mm-hmm. There's people who can stand on it, ride on it. They built a special half pipe that they have a video of the guy riding on.
And here is where I begin to poke holes in your $10,000 hoverboard.
Welcome
sir.
To the hoverboard future.
No. Dun, 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 dun. Absolutely not. Do they mention why they have to build the special half pipe, Jeff Cannata?
Well, yes.
Would you care to enlighten our audience as to why a special half pipe is needed?
Well, it only hovers over very specific surfaces, non-ferrous metals.
So,
like copper or
so
aluminum.
So, if your street is covered in copper, if you live on one of those beautiful copper-lined streets that we all live on,
which, by the way, let's get our top men on that.
Ugh.
We should be coppering all the streets so that these hoverboards can work on them. That's step two, dude. Step one. Make the hoverboard.
I think that's incorrect. I think step one is not make the hoverboard. Step one is make a hoverboard that can hover anywhere you need it to hover.
Well,
step one is make a hoverboard.
Yes,
this is not
done.
A hoverboard. This
done.
Is not a hoverboard.
It hovers. It's a board. People ride it. Some details to work out about
sure.
the surfaces, and we need to resurface the planet. Yes.
Previously, when we talk about technology and changing the world to bend its will to technology, you're kind of like, well, let's think about this. But now you're like, cover the earth in copper.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm willing to donate every penny, literally every penny I have to the copper.
Well,
we just have a copper drive.
Pennies are not really copper.
Yeah, I know. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
It's a copper coating.
It is, because there's copper is hard, because we need it to surface the planet with.
Because, yeah, we've been saving it in case a hoverboard was ever invented.
All right, I will settle for building a copper halfpipe in my backyard for this.
Will you?
Probably not.
A $10,000 hoverboard shows up on your front doorstep.
Yes.
You open it up.
So excited.
And you have to build a copper track in your backyard before you can use it. Let me mention once again, you live in an apartment complex in LA. You don't have a backyard.
I don't have a backyard yet. Okay, step three, yeah. Copper halfpipe. Step two, get a backyard.
Step one, still hoverboard. I'm actually all for covering the earth in copper because copper, a lot of bacteria, including staph infection bacteria, can't live on copper.
Oh.
And they're talking about covering a lot of hospital surfaces in copper and how copper is kind of the future of... It's not antibacterial, because the antibacterial stuff that we use is actually just making more resistant bacteria, but copper is just something they can't live on.
Doctors hoverboarding down the hallway. Hoverboarding.
Dr. Cool.
Dr. Cool.
Hoverboarding down the hallway. Hey, I heard that there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I broke both of my legs.
Wow.
Yeah, I broke them. I was hoverboarding.
Man, let me tell you something. Unless you're a doctor... Do not attempt to hoverboard.
Whoa, Dr. Cool, where are you going?
I'm gonna go get some cast for your legs, and also, I'm gonna make a suicide in the machine in the cafeteria. That's when you mix all the sodas together.
Whoa, that's cool.
It's real cool. I'll be back to set those legs. Try not to move for the next 45 minutes.
Wow, I can't wait till he comes back and shows me how to hover. Oh, Dr. Cool, watch out!
Ah!
Oh. I wish copper wasn't so hard on the bones. Does your cold, callous heart not have any joy for this?
It does, and here's why. What these guys are really doing, we've seen this 100 times before. This is a stealth Kickstarter. This is not a Kickstarter for a hoverboard. This is not what's going on. This is a Kickstarter for guys who are experimenting with the technology that's used in maglev trains.
Yes.
And they need
You're not wrong about that.
They need money to work on other applications for what we could use this stuff for.
Well,
and
if you
also,
think about...
And to also get us used to maglev technology. It also make us understand that maglev should be used in more ways.
That's and can be smaller and used on smaller things. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you think about, you know, what's... I think Star Wars, they're constantly moving cargo on little levitation tracks.
Yeah.
Right? There's probably a bunch of video games that do that too.
Mm-hmm. If you mostly had Lego Star Wars.
Yeah. If you have a warehouse or some sort of production facility with aluminum or copper tracks, and you're able to just slide frictionless heavy cargo down these tracks.
This is moving.
And then when you're done with your shift, you throw down your hoverboard and you're like, welcome to the hoverboard future.
This is movie future. This is not practical, real future. Movie future is... Star Wars, we're moving these pallets on hover pallets. Why? Because hover is future.
Yeah, you know it's hover is future.
You know what's cheaper than anything that uses maglev technology?
If you say wheels, I'm going to be mad.
Four wheels.
Damn it. God damn it.
Will always be cheaper and just as maneuverable. But these guys want to show that, like, we don't have a lot of maglev stuff in the United States. We're not as into it. There are only a couple maglev trains in the world. But... it becomes a very efficient way. Like our subway systems, our cross-country train systems, they run on an old infrastructure that is not really efficient and is extremely expensive to upkeep. So if these guys are like, look, maglev is cool, Marty McFly, hey everybody, wear a vest, I don't know, whatever, they're like, hey, cools, why don't we invest in infrastructure? That's basically what it is. It's like, hey teens, do you want to invest in infrastructure? No! Well, that makes sense. But do you want to invest in hoverboard infrastructure?
Yes!
Great, and by the same token, we'll be able to improve transportation.
Hey man, whatever it takes.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing, is they're like,
if
$10,000 gets you a built hoverboard, and they send you track. That's what's really funny. They send you like a bunch of aluminum or copper track to lay out and build.
Hey, Harvey, I got a little complaint. I'm excited about all the kids coming over and playing hoverboard.
Yeah, sure.
But I got to say, you know, about anywhere between noon and 4 o'clock when the sun hits your
prime hoverboard time is what we call that.
Yeah, too. Yeah. But it hits.
That's
your...
when I can really shred. It's not really shredding because I'm not shredding against anything.
Right.
It's just smooth, Jim. It's like a smooth sailing around.
Well, I'll tell you what's not smooth.
On this brilliant metal surface.
It reflects, the sun reflects quite intensely right off the copper track there and right into our bedroom window on the second floor, right across the street. And my wife had some retina issues because she looked over at your yard and was blinded by the copper reflection. And I'm hoping, as a kindly neighbor, you'll be cooperative enough.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Jim. I'm not going to say that it's not a problem. We've had our own issues with it. A lot of the kids have been just passing out.
Yeah.
Just because you know what it's basically like is we put them on these hoverboards and they're just baking. They're just baking in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very intensely hot.
Intensely hot. It's incredibly dangerous. It's obviously bad for your wife's retinas. But counterpoint.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Can I get on that?
Absolutely.
All right. Oh my goodness. I'm floating. Oh, it's very hot.
Jim,
oh, it's very hot.
Jim, honey.
Just a second, baby.
Jim, honey, I need you to help me. I need you to help me get dressed. I'm so blind now.
Yeah, I know. I'll be right there, honey. Just 1 second. Oh, this is fantastic. Oh, it's so hot. It's so very hot. I'm sweating.
You want to be constantly drinking water and or wearing ice packs.
Oh, right? You know what? I don't feel so good.
Honey.
I'll be right there, honey. I'm not feeling so.
Honey, I can't see a thing. Well, at least this was incredibly expensive.
Welcome to the Hoverboard Future.
This is one of those ideas that we just get so blinded by because...
No pun intended.
It was
That's your dad joke, sir.
No, I didn't mean it.
You did.
I didn't mean it. Everything. Hoverboards ruin everything. God, I feel terrible now. But this is one of those technologies where... We were a kid and we saw Back to the Future and now we want it just because we want it. It doesn't make any sense.
Did you see when they're releasing this? Do you see when they're releasing this if you buy it on the
October 21st, 2015, I'm going to guess.
Yes!
Yep.
That's called synergy.
That's
marketing synergy. You mentioned $10,000 for the hoverboard. Okay, that seems a little extravagant,
it's a little
but
exorbitant
I understand.
For a device that you literally can't use anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like $10,000 for something that literally is not useful anywhere at all. But I'm trying to think of any aluminum or copper surfaces I've seen in the greater Los Angeles area that are big enough to skate on.
Yeah. I don't know of any. Maybe the surface of the Walt Disney Concert Hall.
Yeah. You're literally going to invite people over to stand on an aluminum tile.
Hey, everybody throw your pennies on the ground. Let's see if we can get this baby going.
Finally, something you do with that change jar that I have in the kitchen. It just keeps... Dude, the change jar just keeps getting bigger.
Yeah.
Like, it just keeps... It's getting bigger and bigger. Like, it's got a mind of its own now, I think. I don't even pay for things in cash. You know what I mean? Like, I use my phone. I use my card. I don't pay for things.
Apple Pay.
Where are these pennies coming from? They're just multiplying.
You want to know something fucked up? My car just got broken into.
Yeah.
You know what they stole out of my car?
What?
My little change purse that I keep in the car for parking meters. They took that, and they took a bag that I had full of my headshots and resumes as an actor. So somewhere there's a guy parking and throwing my fucking headshots on the ground.
That means you're in demand. That guy looked at cash and he looked at a bunch of your pictures and he's like, oh shit. Not only do I need these quarters because I too am parked on this street, I need a guy who can play like clean cut, early 30s.
It's a casting director burglar.
Yeah, like it's the casting director cat burglar. He struck again.
God damn it.
This guy will be perfect for that young, cool dad in my Volkswagen commercial.
Maybe he's...
Also, I'm so hungry.
Maybe he's... He just looks a lot like me and didn't want to pay for his own headshots.
Somewhere out there, there's a guy who looks like you, but with like a curly mustache.
He's like, I guess I'll just shave, see?
He's like, this will be perfect. I'll send this to my agent.
It's so awful. I have a feeling that he like grabbed the bag out of my bag and or out of my car, and after smashing my window, by the way, and ran down the street, opened up the bag, expecting to find sweet loots in there, and saw my headshots and just fucking cast them, threw them on the ground. So strewn probably in some street. I literally...
There's like a story right now amid all of the casting directors in the city. It's like, did you hear about the guy that was so desperate? He literally just papered the entire street with his headshots. Have you heard about this guy, fucking Jeff Cannata? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm never hiring that
never
guy.
Never hiring him.
He reeks of desperation.
Yes. He is literally in the gutter at this point. Woof. His career is literally in the gutter.
That's yours.
I'm just saying.
Your dad joke.
God damn it.
Now we can only be clever.
What'll we do? Is it time to stop the episode?
Jeff's like checking the timer. He's like, I don't know if I have another 3 minutes of clever in me. He's like, but I've got a million street puns.
It's true.
Street puns. Somehow, tough puns.
Somehow the
kind of puns that only the youths, the tough youths use.
Exactly.
Street puns.
It's, you know, it's a pun that can take care of itself.
Yeah. She's like, oh man, cross the street when you see those guys. Why? Because they've got saucy double entendres. They steal change out of people's cars and use witty banter.
It's Mac the Knife over here.
Kids, ask your grandparents what Mac the Knife is.
Ask your grandparents to go to the library and look up what
Mac the Knife on microfilm. How excited are you really about this
thing? Well,
here's
the litmus test about that. Because not only is it $10,000 to own one of these bad boys, but you have to pay $100 just for a 5-minute ride.
Do they come to you, or do you have to come to them to take?
That's a good question.
Ride?
I don't know the answer.
Because that's one of those Kickstarter rewards where it's like, we're located here for $100. You have to fly out.
My money's on that.
Yeah,
and $1,000 gets you a private coach tour hour long ride. So I'll tell you this: as excited as I am for Hoverboard Future, I don't think I'm going to pay $100 for 5 minutes.
No.
Because fuck that.
And I'm certainly not going to pay $10,000 to stand in my own living room and be like, I'm hovering, I'm better than I... Well, maybe I would do that. Because functionally, that's all I want, right? Yeah. Is to just know that I'm the first guy with a hoverboard.
I'm hovering!
Hey! Hey, I'm hovering. I know! It's blinding! Maybe hover a little less!
I'm hovering, and your husband is still passed out in my backyard, just so you know.
It was... so cool. Are you legitimately excited for the hoverboard? Really? Really honestly, like 100%. Are you excited about this?
I'm excited about this as 1.0, version 1.0.
It's not even 1.0.
It is. It could be.
It's not even 1.0. 1.0 is it hovers down the street, but maybe not as well as you would like. 1.0 is a usable first thing.
This is a usable first thing. It just has very strict stipulations. That's a usable first thing.
I don't know, man. That's
I'm just glad our top men are on this.
That's like, hey, are they our top men? Because that's like, hey, the first iPhone comes out, right? And the first iPhone, like, look, the iPhone has changed quite a bit. But that's like saying, well, the first iPhone is out. It's not a phone yet.
Right. Right. Well, it is a phone, but you have to stand right next to a telephone pole.
It's a phone as long as you're in an Apple store. It can make phone calls from any Apple store in the United States.
To any
other Apple store. Yeah, that's what this is like. The first iPhone was not amazing, but it was a phone and it went on the internet. iPhone. This is a hoverboard in the sense that, it's a board.
And it hovers.
But are you using it the way you expect to?
No, not yet, but you know.
All we need is literally everyone to buy one of these things, take the 5 to 10 aluminum tiles that it comes with, and just connect all of the United States in a row.
That's amazing.
That's all we need. So if everybody does that.
Or just you and I, just so I can hover over here, do this.
There's not enough aluminum to get you from your place to my place.
I need to invest in aluminum futures.
No, you don't. You're reading this all wrong.
Here's what I'm doing. No. I'm going to drink only from aluminum cans, squash them, and leave a trail to your house.
This is not the hoverboard future. I don't know. Do you guys think this is the hoverboard future? Probably not. If you're thinking, probably not.
A lot of you sent this to us. A lot of people sent this in.
I think a lot of people were trying to end our friendship by sending this in. I think they were baiting us. But let us know what you think about this on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
And I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, if you're wondering how did all these people get this story to us, they did it by sending it to our Gmail address, which is wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
And many of them were Patreon supporters, which you can be too, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.